Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, April 14th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. President Biden's approval rating once again plummets. COVID deaths fall to the lowest level since the outbreak began. Crime getting worse in New York City. Flyers rank the worst airports in America. Also ahead, it is Holy Week. Do you care? But first, Joe Biden's approval rating plunging to an all-time low. New survey from Quinnipiac finding just 33% now approve of Biden's performance in office. 54% disapprove. That's a 20% gap. A similar survey from CNBC says 38% support Mr. Biden. At the same time, in his presidency, Donald Trump's approval rating was 39%. Barack Obama, 48%, 75% for Bush the Younger in the aftermath of 9/11. The number of COVID fatalities falling to the lowest level since the outbreak began 2 years ago. The global average now stands at 3,000 deaths each day, the least since March 2020. At its height, the worldwide pandemic killed 15,000 people every 24 hours. 75 countries have vaccinated fewer than 40% of their population, 21% less than 10%. That's a lot of percents, but the vax has not spread to the third world as much as to the modern nations. At least 30 people shot in New York City so far this week after a gunman felled 10 victims in the subway, none of them dead. That's a miracle. Mayor Eric Adams promising to beef up the police to stop the chaos. That promise has been made, what, about 85 times before? Since Adams took office January 1st, shootings up 20%, assaults 35%, robberies 25%, car theft 33%. Wow. Violent crime in the New York City subway up 50% in the last 4 months. You think there's anarchy down there? I believe there is. Polls show 2/3 of New Yorkers are thinking about leaving the city. New survey from Frequent Flyer ranks the worst airports in the nation. Here they are: O'Hare in Chicago, Logan in Boston, San Francisco, New York's LaGuardia, and the most unpleasant place for air travelers, Newark International. 33% of all flights at Newark are delayed or canceled. In a moment, how much do you know about Jesus as Easter approaches? Right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. It is Holy Week around the world. Today is Holy Thursday. Tomorrow, Good Friday. Then on Sunday, of course, Easter. Now, according to data from Pew Research and the United Nations, there are 2.4 billion Christians in the world right now. That is 31% of the Earth's population. Islam, 25%. Of the world's population. No religion at all, 15%. Hinduism, 14%. Judaism, 14 million people. That's less than 1%. Now, the most Christian countries in the world are Greece, Romania, Grenada, the island in the Caribbean, Haiti, and Poland. As far as raw numbers are concerned, these are the countries that have the most Christians. The USA, 250 million. Brazil, Mexico, Russia, that's Orthodox Christian, and the Philippines. One of my biggest selling books is Killing Jesus. There is no religion in it at all. It is all about Jesus the Nazarene, a real person. We did some amazing research. There were two threads, the Jewish thread and the Roman thread. And those records still exist about Jesus. Why? Because he attracted so much attention in the 2 years that he spoke publicly that both the Jewish authorities and the Roman authorities sent spies to track him. And those spies sent back written records. Now, Jesus of Nazareth, which was a backwater, a very small town, was a stone cutter, not a carpenter. Why? Well, there were no trees in Judea. People lived in stone dwellings. He preached for just 2 years. At first, few listened. He had a few guys with him, but that was about it. Then the crowds grew. And as thousands started to show up, the authorities got nervous. Now, why did thousands of people show up to see a stone cutter? They couldn't hear him. There were no microphones. Yes, they could see Jesus. He was in elevated positions and on the water in a boat on the Sea of Galilee, but they could not hear what he was saying. So, logically, why are thousands of people following him around in a time when you had to work every day to eat? It had to be the works. In the Bible, they are referred to as miracles. We do not have them in killing Jesus, but there are accounts written by the spies that were sent back to the Jewish temple authorities and to Pontius Pilate. And when Jesus entered Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, there was almost a riot of adulation, and that sealed his doom. The Sanhedrin and the temple wanted him dead, and ultimately Pilate signed off on it because he didn't want a revolution. Jesus is the most famous man the world has ever seen, a stonecutter. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 247 years ago today, the first society dedicated to the abolishment of slavery was established in North America. The group demanded the release of captive Africans throughout the Western Hemisphere. Here is the story. On April 14, 1775, residents in Philadelphia formed the Society for the Relief of Free Negroes Unlawfully Held in Bondage. That was the name of the crew. The group not only advocated for an end to slavery, but also for the integration of blacks into American life, including the right to vote. At the time, the country's founding fathers were split on the issue. Abolitionists included Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, Alexander Hamilton. Others actively engaged in slavery. Thomas Jefferson owned 600 blacks at his plantation in Virginia. Between the Revolution and the Civil War, the abolitionist movement bitterly divided the young republic. as hundreds of anti-slave groups formed in the North and some in the South. Prior to 1865, the end of the Civil War, 12 American presidents owned people as property, including George Washington, Jefferson, and Andrew Jackson. Now, some politicians claim the institution was necessary. Slavery was necessary. In 1830, Vice President John Calhoun described enslaved Americans as, quote, positive good for the country. Calhoun, of course, was a villain. Slavery ultimately ended with Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation. In 1862, the president said, quote, all persons held as slaves within any state shall be then, thenceforth, and forever free, unquote. By the end of the Civil War, 4 million black people were liberated, mostly in the South. The subsequent ratification of the 13th, 14th, and then 15th Amendments banned individual states from disenfranchising any American based on skin color. And here's something else you might not know. The original abolitionist organization we mentioned that was formed back in 1775 still operates. The group is now known as the Pennsylvania Abolition Society. They currently give grants to those promoting equality in America. Back after this.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.